You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. Hey, everybody, this is Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe, and we are the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, helping youth workers to keep going.
We are going through the alphabet with our little burst of episodes, 26 straight days of podcasting. And we are all the way to number 22?
22. Yes, it is 22.
22.
Yes, 22.
So we got a few left. We're going to make it to the end.
Are we?
Hope you're tracking with us, everyone.
Why can't the alphabet be like 23 letters? No, I'm just kidding. We're having a blast. This
We're
going to make it. Yep. Yeah.
So, every day, new episode. And remember, embedded in each episode is a secret word. Put the 26 secret words into our super secret Sherpa phrase, and you can win a free stay at the National Youth Workers Convention in Tampa, Florida, at our amazing pad.
Oh, it's going to be, honestly, every time I look at a picture of that place, I think, can it be November yet? Yes. And that's a big deal for me because, like, summer is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing summer away to get to Tampa to get into the Sherpa house and just have a good time.
Just a quick reminder, in episode T, a couple episodes ago, we had a little technical difficulties early on. We think we fixed it, but if you hear that episode and you didn't hear the super secret, whatever it is.
that word thingy.
That word for that day was llama. So that was for the letter T. Secret word was llama. All right.
Absolutely.
I think we're ready to roll today.
We are ready to roll. We have a new word for the day, and it's your turn to surprise me. And with the words you've been choosing throughout this season two, now that we're down into like the crazy letters, like V and X and Y, I'm even more nervous about what on earth you've dug up. So I really am dying to know right now, what is your word for?
The letter V.
This one, it's not a commonly used word, but it's appropriate for this time of year.
Okay.
My word for the letter V is valedictory.
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 Valedictory. Valedictory.
Yes.
From the word valedictorian, I'm guessing.
Related to that, yes.
Okay.
Serving as a farewell.
Serving as a farewell.
Yes. It means leaving, departing, going away, last, final. Valedictory.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
It is.
Just a couple of days ago, we had our senior banquet here. It's one of our biggest things of the year. It's awesome. It's our way of saying goodbye to our seniors. It's like our final send off.
Yep.
And it's awesome. We love it. So I'm just curious, Matthew, let's talk a little bit about what you do to send people off from your ministry.
Oh, this is a great one. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, holistically, we try to make their entire senior year as special as we can.
Yeah.
And so we try to give nods to the seniors whenever we can, especially those that have been faithfully involved over the years. And so when it comes time to, you know, add some things or plan some new things for our fall retreat, even back in the fall, we'll pull some seniors aside and say, listen, you guys have been invested. You know this retreat almost as well as we do as leaders. What does it need more of? What does it need less of? And we try to give them a voice in that. And we try to do that from time to time. We try to give them opportunities to speak, either teach, either if they've got the chops and the ability to actually teach. If not, at the very least, just to be able to share significant stories throughout the year. Just try to make it the year, the summer of George. I don't know if you remember that from Seinfeld.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where it's a year. Any Seinfeld fans out there will know exactly that reference, but we'll move on. And of course, then you get down to the end.
Yes.
And then now you're starting to schedule. You guys have a senior banquet. The longstanding tradition at our church, and this predated me, was this, they call it Senior Sunday, not to be confused with AARP Sunday, but Senior Sunday, a Sunday that we dedicated. At the time,
it's like
it was
like if you show up at Golden Corral before 4 o'clock, you get half off
for like $2.12 or something. No, used to be the Sunday of the year that the church would sort of hand over to the student ministry. So the student band would play and students would sort of run the service. But the main point of the service was to honor the seniors. So your senior slideshow, the youth pastor got to give the message that day, and it was very targeted towards the students. Get them all up on the stage at the end of the morning to say goodbye and give them a gift and pray for them in front of the whole church, which I thought was a really cool thing. Over the years, we added an element in our youth ministry program on the same day. So that evening when we have our high school group, we do a little bit more of a, over the years as we grew, you know, when I first got to the church, we were telling seniors, because there were, you know, 7 or 8 seniors, so they'd say, parents, send us 15, 16 pictures from when they were, you know, babies through seniors. And we'd have this great, well, now, you know, you're 28 or something graduating, you're like, send us 7 pictures. So we wanted to do something in the evening where we could devote a little bit more time, because now a group of seniors also shrinks a little. It's not just all the seniors that go to church. So it's the seniors who are involved in your program.
Right.
And that's just a special, special day. Make a big memory booklet for them. Not like a yearbook, but a miniature version of that where they all get to, what would, advice would you leave to the underclassmen or your favorite memories? They all get to, what are you going to do in the future? What do you hope for? So just amazingly cool stuff that just makes me weep and weep for weeks and weeks at a time leading up to Senior Sunday.
Especially for you this year because your son is graduating.
I do. My number 3 for me and number 3.5, our foster child, is also graduating. Oh. And so you've got both of them in there. And then, of course, the relationships you have with the other seniors are different. It's not just youth group kids now. It's your kids' friends.
Those years just crushed me.
They've been in your house.
Next year, I'm going to have to like pick you up off the ground.
Dude. Yes, because it'll be
the last. It'll be an absolute mess.
I don't even. I'm a little bit a step removed from it now. You know, for a long time, I was not only the pastor over all the student ministry, but I was also the high school direct. Now I have a high school director, and so he's doing the lion's share of this work. But even just the other day, he handed me that senior booklet and said, "Hey, can you give this one last proof? Read everything. Make sure that everything's appropriate." And I closed the office door, I closed the shade, I put some soft, you know, music on, and I just wept and wept and wept, which is okay because I think I'll be a little more prepared for next Sunday.
It's cathartic.
It is cathartic. Oh,
there you go.
All the way back.
Back to episode 3.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that we do. What are some other things that you guys do?
Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, I hear a llama.
It's time for the secret word of the day.
The secret word for today is ding.
Ding.
D-I-N-G. Ding.
That's it. Okay. That's
it. Lock it in. Hopefully you can win. Great. What are some other things that you guys do?
Well, similar to you, we think about the seniors throughout the course of the year. And actually, I want to just reference, there's a great podcast from Derry Prankert, My Third Decade. He has a whole episode about what they do with their seniors, which I listened to and thought was really helpful. So go check that out. But yeah, this year we started for the first time, we did a senior retreat. We did it the last weekend in April, first weekend in May. We took them away for a night and just had a great time together and had a bonfire with some of that kind of like reflective, hey, let's talk about our experiences.
Yeah, and story times.
Yeah, and then a morning reflection on what does this mean for the future, which was really great. We're definitely going to do that again. It's going to be a new tradition for us. Should have done it 20 years ago. The other thing we do a similar, like you talked about your Sunday night. We do what we call the senior panel.
Okay.
And we bring all the stools up front, have all the seniors sit up there, and we ask them questions. They're sharing with the underclassmen their wisdom, their memories,
favorite stories,
you know, times that I yelled at them, whatever. You know, and just kind of have that time to let them talk and share their experiences, which is awesome. But then the big thing is the senior banquet.
Yeah.
And for us, it's really a build-up. I think about the senior banquet from the time they come into the youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saving pictures and videos. I'm talking about it with the middle school kids like, hey, I want you guys to build these relationships and stay invested in this. And we're going to celebrate this when you graduate from high school.
Man.
And look forward to that, you know, to really build that sense of family and community. And the senior banquet's a big part of it. So we get to the senior banquet and I've got just thousands of pictures and videos. I spend a week
just
collecting.
Pouring. Yeah.
Yeah, going through all that. I put together a slideshow video. It's usually, you know, 20, 30 minutes long. Like, it's pretty awesome. I do the same thing. I sit in my office and cry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get through that before the night, before the event.
And we ask parents for pictures of their kids, and we put together a separate show with those pictures in and their baby pictures and their graduation pictures. And I play Taylor Swift, and I make them cry.
Of course
you
do.
And it's so great. I love it. The banquet, we give them a chance to share with the leaders the way that we've impacted them, which is cool. We give the leaders a chance to share with them what their words of wisdom as we send them off are. And all the parents are there and siblings and stuff. And you're the parent of athletes and you've been to a million sports banquets.
Way too many.
We've been to a million sports banquets too. Our banquet is 10 times better.
Puts them all to shame.
It does. It's personal. It's thoughtful. We pour, you know, weeks of work into it. We make them feel so special. Even the kids that haven't been that involved, we want them to be sent well. So we bring them in if they're willing to come and celebrate them the same as everybody else. Maybe they're not in all the old pictures.
Right.
Like some of the other kids are, but we want to still celebrate them. And we just started this actually a couple years ago. It's a pretty significant thing we do. We give each kid a word.
Mm.
So my girls director and I sat down this week and we talked and prayed and tried to come up with a word to represent what we wanted to say to each individual kid. We gave them that word. We said a few words over them. We gave them a little, like a bracelet that we had made, and just kind of spoke a prophetic word into their
life. Cool.
You know, it's rewarding for us because we know them. Mm-hmm. We can say the word that we think is significant to them.
Yeah, sure.
And for them, hopefully it's a word that they'll be like, you know, I remember you saying that to me, and now I see why that played out in my life.
Yeah. That's very cool.
I mean, we could probably do a whole episode.
Oh, absolutely. Our seniors stick around most of the summer.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is pretty normal. We take a 2-week break before the fall. And so that last Sunday before the 2-week break is sort of the last night. We make that all about the seniors. They choose the worship songs. They choose the games. They choose everything about the night. Mm-hmm. And we sort of, again, then we get them up and we pray for them again in the student ministry context with their friends and the people they've traveled with for years. And then one of the things that my high school director has added to that is he starts this already now where he starts collecting things. They'll get a box within 2 months of them, whether they go off to community college, stay home, military, wherever they end up, within 2 months of sort of into the fall, they'll get a box and it will have all kinds of, you know, stuff specific to them, stuff that we knew they liked because every time we went to 7-Eleven, they got that. Mm-hmm. So they get that. And then we have all the students, the current students that year, write notes of encouragement and prayers for them and
that's great.
Stick it in the box. And so it's sort of that like,
you're gone, but we didn't forget you.
You're a part of who we are. You're a part of our fabric, even though you're not here anymore.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
Valedictory.
There it is.
Sending people off well. It's really important.
Yep. So
it's
hopefully
really important.
Yep. Hopefully you've got some great traditions and some great ideas, mm-hmm. and maybe you picked up a few new ones today. Maybe you do some things that we didn't talk about today. Tell us about it. We'd love to. We're always learning. I mean, we're in our 50s, but we don't have it figured out. And so if you guys are doing something really cool to send your students off well when they're seniors, jump on Instagram or Facebook and just tell us about it. We'd love to know.
I got to go, man, because I'm going to look at this picture from our banquet the other night and shed a few tears. I don't want to do that on the air.
How many boxes of Kleenex did you guys go through on Sunday night this last week?
A whole Costco delivery.
Whole truck just backed up.
It was pretty awesome.
That makes sense. All right. Well,
all right, man.
We will be back tomorrow with another letter in the alphabet. We're only going to say that a couple more times because we're almost there. So until then,
Sherpa's out.